USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
You're vaccinated and everybody else is in the room is vaccinated, but you're wearing a mask. The American people have just lost patience with us.
Republican Senator from Louisiana Bill Cassidy speaking during a Senate hearing on Tuesday regarding COVID-19. During that same hearing, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is citing ongoing progress in reducing new cases of the coronavirus along with hospitalizations and deaths.
Daily averages of new infections dropping 76%, hospitalizations down 71%, and reported deaths decreasing by 75%.
A Georgia grand jury indicted Robert Aaron Long on multiple murder counts and other charges for the March 16th spa shooting in the Atlanta area, and a prosecutor is signaling that she's seeking the death penalty. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
President Biden is pushing for more COVID-19 vaccinations across the United States.
We're going to be able to take a serious step toward return to normalcy by Independence Day.
Hosting a virtual chat with a group of bipartisan governors, Biden noting ongoing positive trends on reducing new cases of the coronavirus, along with hospitalizations and deaths. The White House is calling for a de-escalation of violence between Israel and Hamas. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki adding,
"The president's support for Israel's security, for its legitimate right to defend itself, and its people is fundamental and will never waver. We condemn ongoing rocket attacks by Hamas and other terrorist groups, including against Jerusalem."
Psaki also calling for a two-state solution to resolve long-standing conflicts between Israel and the Palestinians. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying he expects days of conflict. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Republicans are preparing for a much-anticipated vote.
A vote has been scheduled for Wednesday to potentially remove Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney from her position as the Republican Party conference chair. Cheney has drawn criticism for her continued condemnation of former President Donald Trump's claims of fraud during the 2020 presidential election. Congressman Brian Babin says Cheney is entitled to her own opinions on the former president. But the Texas Republican tells Newsmax TV that that doesn't apply to GOP leadership, who need to present a unified voice if they plan on retaking the House in 2022.
Liz is our number three Republican in our conference. And while she has every right, every entitlement to her own views, not really as the conference chair. We've got to stay unified.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration says COVID-19 booster shots will be free to the public if they are needed. White House Chief Science Officer David Kessler telling lawmakers they have the funds to purchase the next round.
We are planning, and I underscore the word planning, to have booster doses available if necessary for the American people.
He says it's still unclear if the booster shots will be necessary to protect against future variants. Kessler adding developing an oral antiviral drug that can be easily distributed should be a priority. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.